Welcome to HOWC Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at heartofworshipchurch.com.
But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Today, as we continue our podcast series on honoring godly men, we want to begin by honoring our greatest teacher, example, and covering, which of course is Jesus, the Christ. As we mentioned in the previous podcast, Paul told the men of his time to follow him as he followed Jesus. The men of God in my life have truly been amazing, but it's only because they followed after Jesus. So we must start with him. Christ, of course, is our example, the Word made flesh, the truth of God manifested and demonstrated for us. Literally, his life is a witness to us to help to teach us what it looks like to obey what God says. That's what it means to be the Word made flesh. Christ, of course, is also the covering over the man. The verse that follows the one that we just read, our opening passage, talks a little more in depth about coverings. It uses hair as a metaphor, but in reality, the passage is actually talking about who needs the most covering. The pattern goes like this. Children are covered by their mother. The mother is covered by the husband. The husband is covered by Jesus. Jesus was covered by God. Now, we know and understand that Christ is divine, so in essence, we understand that he had his own back. Nevertheless, in his physical manifestation, God still covered and protected him. In other words, nothing could happen to him unless God permitted it. John chapter 19, verse 10 tells us this, "Then said Pilate unto him," speaking to Jesus, "Speakest thou not unto me? Do you not know that I have the power to crucify thee and the power to release thee?" But Jesus answered him, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except that it were given to thee from above." So, for those in Christian circles, we hear the word covering thrown around a lot, or maybe you haven't. Regardless, we need to understand what a covering really is, because some may use it as an excuse to control, to dominate, or to oppress those that are under them. But that is not at all the function of a covering. A covering is like a skin that covers the body. It is there to protect the internal organs from the attacks that are coming to harm them so that they can fulfill their purpose. It is a work of physical intercession. Intercession means the one in between. Jesus was our covering, our great intercessor, because he stood between us and the judgment that we deserved. He took the wrath for us. He was the bridegroom, and we his bride. Therefore did he cover us with his life. Ephesians 5, verse 25, we read, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." Now, no wife wants her husband to have to die for her, just like we wish that Christ did not have to die for us. Nevertheless, that's what a covering does. It stands between someone and that which comes to strike a blow to it. Therefore, is there no greater covering than Jesus? Now, there should be a comfort for you in knowing that you are covered by all of the power of heaven. So make sure today that you do truly belong to him, that you are in marriage covenant, that he is your king, your Lord, your spiritual husband, your covering. I can testify today that I have seen God do the miraculous time and time again in my life. I have watched him move mountains and perform impossible miracles to cover my coverings. I have seen the enemy attack to try to stop the work that God had for me, and the attack fall on my coverings. I was able to complete what I was called to do, and God made sure that the enemy's plans came to nothing but a testimony of the miraculous from my coverings. Time and time again, God has stood between the enemy and my dad or my husband, while they stood in between me and the attacks of Satan, while I stood in between the enemy and the children of our ministry. This is real. The war is real. Coverings are real. And it starts with Jesus. So let us worship him today and honor him above all else. Let us give him thanks. Let us get into right standing with him no matter what it takes. Let us desire and choose today to obey him. Make him your king, and you will have an unshakable covering. So that until it is your appointed time to depart this world and join him in heaven, nothing will be able to touch you unless he allows it. John chapter 10, verse 9 says this, Jesus speaking, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. This imagery that we are given of Jesus as the good shepherd, the one that is laying in the door, he is the one that is between. Because you see, in the time that this was written, the sheep would come in at night into the protection of a corral, but the corral didn't have a physical door. It was just an opening. The shepherd himself would lay down in that door, so that anything that tried to come for the sheep would have to go through him. He was the one in between them and the enemy. He would prop his rod up across it as he laid there watchful, ready to swing it at anything coming to devour his precious flock. So today we thank you, Jesus, that you were this intercessor, this covering for all of us. We pray that you would receive the rewards of your suffering. We pray that all of the lost lambs would be brought back in to the sheepfold. We pray that every enemy that comes against the sheep of your pasture would be defeated swiftly. We pray for the straying to be brought back in quickly. And above all, we thank you, Father God, that you were willing to send Jesus to be our deliverance, our Savior, our Good Shepherd, our Protector. And we thank you, Jesus, that you were willing then and even now, because the Scripture tells us that you ever live to make intercession for the saints, that even to this day you are still protecting, covering, interceding, standing between us and the enemy. You are a faithful, selfless, powerful, and unshakable covering. So forgive us of any sins or rebellions that have caused us to step out from under it. We repent. We choose to stand in alignment with you, your will, your word. We ask to receive of the blessings of the marriage covenant, to be a bride of Christ, that we would be covered by you, our spiritual husband, unto the day of judgment. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. This program was brought to you by HOWC Media Ministries. For more messages like this or information about our ministry, please visit us online at heartofworshipchurch.com.